Goodness versus evil. A lamb had torn the peace be upon him, kept the sheep in his courtyard to use its milk and to amuse his children. One day, a mom noticed the sheep limped. "Oh, slave, who has brought this calamity upon this poor thing?" said the imam. The slave, who was a truthful person, answered, "I did, my lord." "Why did you break its leg?" "To make you unhappy," said the slave. The slave's answer made imam laugh. He said to the male slave, "Now instead, I'll make you happy." "Oh, imam," said the slave, "what are you going to do with me?" The imam said, "I'll set you free to please God." The slave answered, "That shows the extremity of your greatness and generosity." The Deadly Silence. After people pledged allegiance to the imam, and after the imam decided to fight, he said to the town crier, "Spread word that everybody should gather in the mosque." After the proclamation, people entered the mosque in groups. The mosque was full. The imam, the chosen one, arose from among the people and climbed the mosque's pulpit. After praising and thanking God for his blessings, the imam said, "God has enjoined his servants to sacred defense, and at the same time made them dislike wars." Then he said to the men of the holy war, "Be patient, for God supports the patient." "O people, only patience will enable you to attain your goals. I was informed that Mauvier had been told that we intended to fight. That is why he mobilized his forces. May God have mercy on you. Get prepared and go to military camps, and let's wait and see what will happen." After the sermon, pin drop silence fell. A man stood up all of a sudden from among the people. Adi ibn Hatim, the loyal friend of Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, could not bear this silence and indifference any longer. He addressed the audience as follows, "I'm ashamed of the fact that the Son of the God Messenger invites us to a holy war in the way of God, and that nobody makes any response. Where are the orators of the city? Why have they been silenced and run away like foxes? To whom could you take this infamy and disgrace?" Afterwards, Adi ibn Hatim turns to the imam and says, "O the Son of God, Messenger, I heard your heavenly words, and I will do as instructed. Right now my tribesmen and I will go to the military camp." Adi ibn Hatim was the first to join Imam together with 1,000 men at Nukhailih. One day, encircled by the aristocrats, Mauvier asked about Quraysh and the Umayyads. Mauvier said, "From the standpoint of close relatives, tell me who is the best." From among the dignitaries, Malik ibn Ajlan stood up and said, "I know who he is. Malik will present me to the public as the person with best close relatives." Mauvier said, Malik ibn Ajlan said, Imam Hassan is the person you are talking about for the following reasons. His father is Ali ibn Abi Talib, his mother is the daughter of the God's Messenger Fatima, his uncle is Ja'far Tayyar, his aunt is Ummahani, his maternal uncle is Qasim, the son of the God's Apostle, the maternal aunt is Zainab, God's Apostle's daughter, his grandfather is the God's Messenger, and his grandmother is Khadija the Great. Amr As, a close advisor to Muawiyah, addressed Malik and Sa'd, I wish he would not have said this fact and would falsely praise the Umayyads. Malik ibn Ajlan said, I said nothing but the truth. I prefer God's satisfaction to that of anybody else's. Imam Hassan remains lonely. After Imam Hassan was disappointed of his army and noticed their disunity and disagreement, he made a speech during which he said, I fight and make peace for God's sake. I consider common good of the Muslims in whatever I do. I do not want anybody to shed his blood in vain. My companions, I want you not to take any objection and not to divide the Muslims. What do we make of this sermon? Says the audience. Peace is in the air. It seems Hassan ibn Ali wants to make peace with Muawiyah by assigning him the caliphate. There were now Ravan Kharijites among the military. Having heard Imam's speech, they said, This man has become an infidel. At the same time, a man shouts, O people, let me inform you that the Iraqi army was defeated and that Qais ibn Ubadah was killed by the Sham army. This was not the case. The person who spread the news among the military was one of the Muawiyah's agents aiming to undermine the morale of Imam's soldiers. With the spread of the news, the army rebelled in disappointment. Kharijites attacked the Imam's tent and plundered everything they could lay their hands on. A few moments later, a number of the Shiites interfered to defend the Imam and made the plunderers run away. The Imam, peace be upon him, told them, Get my horse ready. I want to leave for Madain. Imam headed for Madain. In midway, a Kharijite blocked the Imam's movement and said, O Hassan, your father disbelieved in the past, and now you're doing the same. The man suddenly pulls out a dagger and deals several blows to the Imam's leg. Starting to run away, he is arrested by the Imam's friends and beaten to death. The Kharijites were duly punished, and the Shiites moved the Imam on a litter toward Madain. Sufyan ibn Layl and Imam Hassan's peace. One of those who blamed Imam Hassan, peace be upon him, for making peace with Muawiyah was Sufyan ibn Layl. He himself says in this regard, Upon hearing the news of the peace, I mounted my camel and headed for Imam Hassan's house. I saw the Imam at the threshold of his door, surrounded by a number of his followers. Still on the horse, I addressed the Imam and said, Hello to you, you who humiliated the believers. Hello to you, says the Imam. Sufyan ibn al-Layl. Come closer, Sufyan, says the Imam. What did you say? I said, hello to you who humiliated the believers. What made you address me like that? Asked the Imam. May my parents be thy ransom. You left the government to this mean rebel despite the fact that you had at your service 100,000 swordsmen. Don't you consider this a humiliation to the believers? Asked Sufyan. Oh, Sufyan, says the Imam, we, Muhammad's descendants, know the truth and adhere to it. I heard my father, Ali, peace be upon him, quoting the God's messenger as saying, day and night continue to pass till a time comes when as God decides that our ummah must be governed by a man with an insatiable appetite. God pays no attention to him, and death does not put an end to his life, until there is no excuse for his sins before God, nor would he be assisted by anybody on earth. That ruler is Mauvier, and I know now that God has fulfilled his pledge. At that time, the prayer call was heard. Some milk was brought to the Imam from the house. The Imam drank a bit of it and gave the rest to Sufyan to drink. The people accompanied the Imam on his way to the mosque. Sufyan said, O the son of the Apostle of Allah, I swear by God who has raised Muhammad to preach the religion of truth, whatever I told you was out of amity. Good tidings to you, Sufyan, says the Imam. I heard my father quoting the Holy Prophet as saying, my descendants, together with those who like them, will join me by the side of the pond of abundance.